Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Ches Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the very last siman in this fourth volume, Siman Tav Chav Ches, which we started yesterday, which deals a lot with the Jewish calendar and the ramifications of what days can occur on Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim. So we begin with Sif Beis, the very top line. Elo Hayomim Shehukbu Behem Rosh Chodeshim. The following days for each month are the days that Rosh Chodesh can come out for on those days of those months, but not on other days of the week of those months. And here it's kedai to see a short little comment that is found on the very bottom of the page as part of a longer paragraph over there, just to read the last couple of lines, last four lines. Uvada yovo ha-goel kodem unekadesh ha-chodesh al-pi ha-ri'iyah ve'naf kamin mizeh. It says all of these calculations that both here in the Shulchan Aruch as well as elsewhere, where they go through in great detail as to how to make the Jewish calendar. He says, "Be'ezus Hashem, when Mashiach comes, b'mehera b'yameinu, and we go back to be mekadesh the month by Ria, all of these rules and klalos over here are going to no longer be applicable. B'mehera b'yameinu, that should be true." He adds, however, in those days, that there were people, unfortunately, that printed their own calendars, and yesh mizeh kilkul gadol. This could lead to a tremendous mistake over here. These people don't really know how to make the Jewish calendar. They didn't have one standardized, simple way that everybody made their calendars, and therefore you could have mistakes and calendars could be wrong. And therefore, he says, V'royim od l'gedol Yisrael l'shkiach hazeh. He says the gedol min Yisrael have to go and make sure that every calendar that's put out is an appropriate halachic calendar. And he says, U'ma tov hayo im hayo hanhogo b'Yisrael. And wouldn't it be great, he says, shelo likach luach, if nobody took or printed a calendar unless it had some sort of hashkach or some sort of haskama from the gedolim printed on the calendar. And this was actually stated previously in the Bir Halacha, at the very end of the Bir Halacha, Kishir Rosh Chodesh. He writes, "Ve'ein lanu lido kol kach yoseh." We shouldn't be nervous anymore about making our own calendars over here, how to figure out and calculate which months are Mali, which months are Chaser, and what days of the week each of the Rosh Chodeshes come out to. Because the Chofetz Chaim concludes, "Ki bevadai bo'ei sahi." He says, before we need to make up new calendars, and hopefully in the very near future, we will go back to having a Beis HaMikdash, having a Sanhedrin, and having witnesses come and declare when Rosh Chodesh is, we should be able to fulfill that. But until then, unfortunately, we have to learn these halachos over here as to how to calculate a calendar without Re'iyah. So the Mechaber tells us over here that the calendar is set up that Rosh Chodesh can only come out on certain days for each of the months. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Kol Elu Ayamim Shu Choshev, each of these days that we're about to mention, why Rosh Chodesh can come out only on these days, Im HaRosh Chodesh Hu Shnei, Shal Shnei Yomim, Mipnei Shachodesh Avar Yom Olay, and as well as whether it's a 1 or 2 day Rosh Chodesh, as we pointed out yesterday, we alternate usually with the exception of Cheshvan and Kislev, we alternate from the month of Tevis and onwards. Tevis is always going to be Choser, and then Shvat is Molay, etc., and you keep on going through the calendar. He says this whole strategy over here, he says that we're about to say which days Rosh Chodesh can come out on. He says this is going to be Kai HaSimon, this entire Simon, this entire strategy over here, this Sif Beis over here that we're about to learn, as well as Sif Gimel. So this strategy over here is Kai HaSimon, all of these markers over here are on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, Ayom Sheni Shel Rosh Chodesh, in a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, Shemenu Maskel Lumnos Minyan Mei Chodesh, because that's the day that is the first day of the next month. So, without any further introduction, let us begin. So he says the month of Nisan can only fall out on Aleph, Gimel, He, and Zion, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. The month of Iyar can fall out on Beis, Gimel, He, Zion, on either Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. The month of Sivan is on Aleph Gimel Dalet Vav, either on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. Tammuz can only fall out on Aleph Gimel Hei Vav. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz can only fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday. Rosh Chodesh Av can only come out on Beis, Dalet, Vav, or Zayin, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, or Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Elul can only fall out on Aleph, Beis, Dalet, Vav, on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei can only fall out on Beis Gimel Hei Zayin on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the month of Cheshvan is also often referred to in Halacha as Mar Cheshvan, either as one word, Mar Cheshvan, or as Mar, a separate word, Cheshvan. It can only fall out on Gimel, Dalet, Vav, and Aleph. That's the Girsa that we have over here in the Mechaber. And that stands for, obviously, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us that this is a mistake. Toz Sofer Hu. He brings that from the Morgan Avram. Vitzorach Lomar. It should be Beis Dalet Hei Zayin. It's one day later than this mnemonic over here, Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph. It's instead going to be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. However, he says, V'yesh Yerosim L'Yashu, he brings down the Taz that tries to say, no, the simon that we have is right, because he says, normally we've been talking over here about the second day of Rosh Chodesh. If you use the simon for the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Dekoy Ayom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Shechol Be'el Yomim, that's right, because when Cheshvan is going to be Malay over here, it has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which can occur. So he says, this simon is correct for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Dochak Godel, who is very difficult to try to reconcile the incorrect girsa that we have over here to say it's talking about the first day of Rosh Chodesh rather than every other mnemonic here is talking about the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Because why is only this mnemonic for the first day of Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Mashalo also came Bishara Chadoshim, as opposed to all the other Chadoshim where it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh? In any event, this is the girsa that we have, Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph, and the girsa of the Morgan Avraham is Beis Dalet Hei Zayin. Continuing, Rosh Chodesh Kislev can only fall out on Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, or Vav. Can fall out at any day of the week except for Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh Tevitz can fall out on Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Vav, or on Friday. Rosh Chodesh Shvat can only fall out on Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Zayin. Can fall out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. And finally, Rosh Chodesh Adar in a regular plein year can only fall out on Shabbos, Zayin, Beis, Monday, Dalet, Wednesday, and Vav, Friday. The Ramah adds, in an Iber yard, where you have two Rosh Chodesh Adars, the second month, the other Sheni, Ube Iber, Ador HaRishon is this Beis Dalet Hei Zayin. Then the mnemonic changes over here in a leap year, so then Rosh Chodesh Adar will come out on Beis Dalet Hei or Zayin, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni will always come out on Beis Dalet Vav or Zayin, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. That is our simon over here. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Siv Gimel tells us another simon, a very beautiful, interesting simon. Simon l'kviyas hamuadim. How do you know which day of the week will the various Yomim Tovim come out on? So there's an interesting gematria system called Atbash, and that is that you have the corresponding letters of Aleph being equal to Tov, Beis being equal to Shin, Gimel being equal to Reish. This is known as the Atbash gematria, which is like a reverse gematria. You take the calculation of the letter, its opposite letter is the numerical value for it, not itself. So from the first letter of the alphabet, you take the last letter of the alphabet. From the second letter of the alphabet, you take the second to last letter of the alphabet. And this system known as Atbash is also used here as a very interesting mnemonic. For the 7 days of Pesach, you can calculate what the rest of the days of the year the Yom Tovim will fall out on using this mnemonic of Atbash, Gar, Dak, Hatz, and Vof. Now notice there are only six letters over here for the corresponding to the first 6 days of Pesach, and we'll say an interesting, very contemporary additional thought when we finish learning this over here now. So he tells us over here, this mnemonic is Pirush. It means over here, the Aleph, if the first day of Pesach is Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach, will always be Yeliolam Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av that year will fall out. Whatever day the first day of Pesach is, that will also be the day that Tisha B'Av comes out. So for example, this year, first day of Pesach was on a Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. There's an interesting mnemonic for this as well, and he says, V'simen, a way to help you remember this is, Al Matzos U'Merorim Yochluhu. Matzah, first day of Pesach, is also a bitter day, Merorim Yochluhu, indicating that's the day of Tisha B'Av. Dirshu footnote number 4 has a very interesting idea over here. He says, that's one of the reasons why we bring down that people eat eggs at the Seder. The Beitza that we have at the Seder, one of the reasons, there are many reasons for it, one of the reasons is Zecher li'Avelus Shel Tisha B'Av, which will come out on the same day as the first night of Pesach. The Vilna Gaon brings down that there's an allusion to this from the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk, Hishbiani Bamrorim, Hirvani La'ano, from Echa, the third parak, Shema Shehishbiani Mirorim, Belel Yom Tov Shel Pesach, that which we have over here, eating of Morah on the first night of Pesach, it will eventually be an allusion over here to Tisha B'Av as well. Therefore, based upon this reason alone, in Chutz Laaretz, where we have a second day of Pesach, there would be no requirement to go and have a Beitza on the second day of Pesach at the second Seder. But for the other reasons why we have an egg, therefore we do have a minhag to have an egg on the second day of Pesach as well. The Mechaber continues and he says, the second day of Pesach, B'Yom Sheni, that day will be the Shin, which is represented by Shavuos. B'Yom Sheni Bo Shavuos. The third day of Pesach, which is the Gimel over here in Onimanik, has the Reish on it. What is that? Ubiyom Shlishi Bo Rosh Hashanah. The Reish stands for Rosh Hashanah. So whatever the third day of Pesach is, that will also be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. B'yom Revi, which is the Dalid, Bo Kriyas HaTorah. That stands for Kriyas HaTorah. What is that? Shehu Simchas Torah. That represents that the fourth day of Pesach will always fall out the same day as Simchas Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkot and Hay, Hainu Levei Chutz Laretz. This is only talking about in Chutz Laretz, of course, where we have 2 days of the last days of Sukkot, where we have Shmini Atzeres as a separate day, and Simchas Torah as a separate day. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are the same day. And the Mishnah continues, he says, Shaos and Shmini Atzeres Shnei Yomim, we have 2 days, V'chol Simchas Torah B'yom Chav Gimel L'Cholish Tishrei. And therefore, it comes out on the 23rd, not the 22nd day of Tishrei, like Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, this mnemonic is for Chutz La'aretz. Then the fifth letter, Hey, B'yom Chamishi Bo Tzom Kippur. That is the Tzadi over here, which stands for Tzom Kippur. Yom Kippur will always fall out on the fifth day of Pesach. Whatever the fifth day of Pesach is, that will be the day of the week that Yom Kippur falls out on. And finally, the mnemonic concludes with Vav, B'yom Shishi Bo Purim. That's the Fei over here, the Pei, that is standing for Purim. Whatever day the sixth day of Pesach is, the Purim She'ovar, the previous Purim, that will give you a knowledge of what day of the week that was. Now, I mentioned before, there's a very interesting mnemonic addition over here that is a very contemporary issue. Seventh day of Pesach has no mnemonic over here. So it's interesting. The seventh day of Pesach, which would be Zayin, would be in the Atbash equivalent to Ayin. And it's interesting that Yom Ha'atzma'ut, which is the Ayin over here, so that is always going to be the same day as the seventh day of Pesach. That will always be the day of Yom Ha'atzma'ut. An interesting mnemonic, and we go weiter. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, La'olam Korin, we're now going to be talking about the lanings of certain parashios, they fall out in certain ways. So it always happens, La'olam Korin, Tzav Esarim, Parashat Tzav in Vayikra, we always read that, Kodem Pesach, that's always read before Pesach, Bipshuta, in a regular year, in a non-leap year. So the parashat Tzav is always read before Pesach. Why is that? So you can see in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Tzav, Kodem Pesach, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, because in Tzav, you have the halachos of Hagolas Kalim, in regards to kochim, no sir kochim. So it deals there with how do you go and purge the blios that are inside various utensils that have kochim in them, because it would be no sir, and that would be something that would be forbidden to eat. And therefore, Hagolas Kalim is a very important din in regards to Pesach. So Chazal set up that the parsha deals with Hagolas Kalim is always read before Pesach to teach us the basic rules of chametz. To purge chametz from Kalim can be learned from purging kochim from Kalim. And in a leap year, the Chofetz Chaim adds, we always read Mitzorah before Pesach, and Mitzorah also deals with some of the halachos of breaking klicheres yishover, which also is an idea of Hagolas Kalim, and therefore these parashos, either Tzav in a regular or Mitzorah in a leap year, are especially appropriate reminders before Pesach about the halachos of Hagolas Kalim. And he brings us down from the Elie Rabbah in the name of Avu Dram, a beautiful idea. And that's what the Mechaber says over here. Tzav is always read in a Pshuta year before Pesach, and Mitzorah is read before Pesach in a leap year. With one exception. Chutz, and here we have a mnemonic, Mi Be'er, when it comes out in Hey Ches Me'uberes, and the Ramah adds, the Hey Shin Me'uberes. What is this mnemonic? It's a little bit strange. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav tells us, who's Simon? This is also a mnemonic over here, a Simon. Shehahei, the letter Hey in this mnemonic, is standing for more Shiyom Rosh Hashanah Hayachol B'Yom Chamishi. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, then in that situation, in a leap year, when Ches, which stands for Morish Osa Shana Hayso Chasera, the Cheshvan month, which is the Chesh, Rotzalom Asha Cheshvan, the Kislev Yushneim Chaserim, that both Cheshvan and Kislev in that year are going to be Chaser, 29-day months. So in that year, or in the Ramah adds over here, the Mishbur says, the Ramah, he says over here, Moseh Fehei Shin Muberes, Ze Gamkin Simon, there's also a mnemonic over here, Shehei Moreh Arosh Shana Shol B'Yom Ches, B'Yom Hei, that's the same mnemonic over here for the Hei, and the Shin over here is Moreh Shosa Shana Hoysa Shleima, they're both, Hainu Cheshin and Kislev, are both Mumaleim, they're both full. So in a leap year, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, and both Cheshvan and Kislev are either Choser, or both Cheshvan and Kislev are Me'uberes, in that situation, the Mechaber continues, Shekorin Achrimos Kodem Pesach. You're going to have the parsha of Achrimos going to be read the week before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues over here, that this simon over here, as wrote Salomar, Kishechol Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Hei, V'Hashanah Yisrael Me'uberes, Be'en She'elu HaChadosh U'Shleim Mo'ol Chaserim, as I pointed out, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday in a year that's an Iber Yar, and in that year, both Cheshvan and Kislev had the same status, either both being Chaser or both being Malei. So then, what happens is Korin Parshas Noach beRosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So it's going to turn out that on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you're going to read Parshas Noach. Umimela, and therefore, mitosef Shabbos Achas Likriya. You're going to have over here an extra opportunity to have another Shabbos in between, and therefore you're going to read Parshas Achrimos before Pesach instead of Parshas Mitzora. Again, these are mnemonics to help us understand how the calendar works. Finally, the Mechaber concludes over here, and he says, Ul'olam Korin Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. He says, we always read Parshas Bamidbar prior to Shavuos. Atzeres is the vernacular term that we use to describe Shavuos. We normally don't say Shavuos, we say Atzeres. And the Chavetz Chaim over here brings down in the Bir HaLocha, La'olam, he says, Kedesh La'olam, Tafsik b'parsha zos. We want to definitely have this parsha separating over here between parshas b'chukosai, sheish bar klos hatocha, which has the tochacha inside of it, which is a very poor amen for Klal Yisrael, or ben chagah shvuos, which is the yontif that we pray for over here on Peros Ilan. So therefore, we want to separate the klolos, the curses that we have over here, from shavuos. So therefore, we have an intervening parsha of Bamidbar in between. Shlo yikrua klolos somuch liyom adin. So we shouldn't have the parsha of the Tochacha of Chukos I read right before Shavuos, which is a Yom Din for the Peros Ilon. And likewise, we shouldn't have the Pischon Peh for the Sotan over here to be Makatrig on us and say, hey, they're davening over here, look how bad that they are. Chas v'sholom, Rechmon al-Lassan. He brings down the name of the Levush, and in Dirshu footnote number 5, he says the same reasoning applies. Tosus brings down the Gemara in Megillah, Shekorim Parshas Nitzavim, Samach L'Rosh Hashanah. We read Parshas Nitzavim normally before Rosh Hashanah, in order that we should have an interruption there as well, between the Klolos there in Parshas Kisavo, the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, and from Rosh Hashanah, for the same exact reasoning over here. And the Levush adds, Sha'av the Parshas Nitzavim Yesh Tochachos, even though Parshas Nitzavim is not a parsha that is free of any reproof, any tochacha, nevertheless, ain't but close. It doesn't have close, and therefore it's more appropriate that that parsha should be before Rosh Hashanah than Parshas Kisavo. With that, we'll conclude today's shir.